Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Beis. We are on Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, about 8 lines from the bottom, Hu Gavra. Today's share is, we're going to learn today's share, Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael Issa Ben Tzion Ben Yaakov, and also Le'ilu Nishmas Etta Bat Yehoshua, whose Yahrzeit is today, the Neshama should have Elias, and we should only know, have Simchas. Okay. So Hu Gavra, there was once a fellow, the Zavne L'Ksuvasa De'ime B'Tovas Hana. He sold his mother's Ksuva for a small price. Okay, he needed money, so he figures like this: my father is probably going to die before my mother. This will probably be worth something, so I'll sell the ksuva of my mother. And what's going to happen when the father dies? What's going to happen when the husband dies? Let's say it's not his father; it's either his father or his stepfather.
Right.
1 minute. What's going to happen?
How can he?
What's going to happen is money's supposed to go to the mother, right?
Right.
So, isn't she going to say, like, what on earth did you do?
Right. No, she's going to say, wouldn't you have a right to?
Exactly. So, V'amar Lay, and he tells the guy, now why anybody would buy this, I don't know.
Right.
But he tells him, E isya im aim uma'arura, if my mother comes to complain about this, lo mafsina lach, I'm not going to save you. In other words, I'm not gonna pay you back.
All sales final.
It's a total risk.
All sales final.
What?
All sales final.
All sales final. You have to gamble. It's a gamble that number one, the husband's gonna die first.
Right.
And number two, for some reason the wife is not gonna care. Right? You have to figure that out. And if she does come, I'm sorry. All bets are off.
But how does this get off the ground?
I don't know. Anyway. Anyway,
the father dies, and then the mother dies a year later. Is there a ksuva?
Yes.
There is a ksuva.
Yes.
Even though she can't demand it because she died.
Yes. Now, shchiva ime, the mother died, right?
Without saying a thing.
What?
V'lo yare.
V'lo yare, she didn't protest. Okay? So, 1 second. Did the husband die?
That too.
Okay. Now listen to this. Va'asa ihu v'kama arer. So the son comes, and he himself argues. He's standing in the shoes of his mother. What do you think of that? Savar, remember Chama lemeimar. 1 second. Ihu b'makam imekai. He stands in the place of his mother, just like his mother would have had the right to protest and stop this sale because you can't sell something that belongs to someone else. So too, the son can do the same thing. Amalei Rava, that's ridiculous. Nehi da'achrayas dida lo kibbal alaya. It's true. He said, I am not protecting you. If my mother wakes up and says, where's my money? I'm not going to protect you. Achrayas dida mi lo kibbal. Didn't he? Wasn't it implicit in the sale that he wasn't going to do that?
Right.
Okay. Now, you hear that? Good? Now, the rest of the daf has absolutely nothing to do with ksuvas. Ready? Here we go. It's not hard daf, it's just the cases are a little hard. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. Ready for this? Ruvain Shemachar Sadr L'Shimon Shalom Achrayas. Ruvain sells the field to Shimon without Achrayas. What does that mean without Achrayas? What?
Is it inherent in the sale?
So he tells him it's not inherent. Now,
Wait, who's Reuven?
Reuven sells a field to Shimon.
That's a regular sale. Yeah.
A regular sale. No relatives, nothing. A regular sale. Now, without Achrayas. That means, if Reuven owes money to Levi,
right,
and Levi comes to and says, pay me, Reuven says, I don't have a nickel. What about that field? I sold it to Shimon. Oh. Reuven now, Levi will go to Shimon, take that field away, right? And Shimon's out.
Shimon's stuck.
Shimon cannot go back to Reuven and say, make me whole. Which in a normal case, he could.
Right?
Right? That's what it means. That's what happened. Reuven, machai sada shilu Shimon, shalabach rayas. Now, listen to this. Va'asa Shimon. Shimon went. Umachro l'Reuven be'ach rayas. And he sold it back to Reuven. But now, there is ach rayas. Okay? What?
Very smart
move. Yeah, I have to say, what?
Hmm?
Okay. No,
what does that mean? What does that mean now? That means that if Reuven knows some, now Levi now comes to Reuven and says, pay me the money. Reuven says, I don't have money. How about the field? Reuven says, take it. Reuven then goes to Shimon and says to Shimon, nope, pay me back. Does that make any sense?
No.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Va'asa Shimon, umachor l'Reuven b'achrayis. Va'asa b'alchov de Reuven. Then Levi shows up. Now Rashi points out, Shahayashtaro kodim l'machira rishona, shamachor Reuven l'Shimon. This is an old debt. This is an old debt that Levi comes and says to Reuven, hey, where's my money? This debt preceded even the first sale. V'ilu ba umatza biyad Shimon, hachanami havitarafle. Had it been by Shimon still, he could have taken it from then too.
The field.
Okay? Now, what happened? Reuven bought it back. Right? Now, Levi comes and says, "Do you owe me money?" Right? Reuven says, I don't have to take the field. Can Reuven now turn around and get the money back from Shimon? That's crazy.
Yeah.
How can you do that? So says the Gemara, so for us the Balchov de Reuven, the Balchlevi shows up, the Katar of Lemine, and he takes the field away from Reuven. Dinahu, Halacha is, the Azal Shimon Umafzile. Shimon has to come and pay back Reuven.
Compensate
Reuven. That's the first Bandama.
Zacharias.
Now, the Rishonim have a hard time figuring out why that should be the case. Because Amale Rava, no. Nehi d'achrayas d'alma. Yeah, if someone else, an achrayas d'alma. In other words, if Shimon owed money to somebody, right? If Shimon owed money, and someone came to Shimon and said, where's the money? Shimon says, I don't have. You have any land? Well, I sold something to Reuven. All right, I'm going to go get it from Reuven. Now, Reuven can come to Shimon and say, wait a second, you have achrayas, pay me back. Now he owes him the money.
Can't be Reuven's creditor.
Right? Nehi d'achrayis d'alma kibale achrayis d'nafshe mi kibale. Did Shimon accept that even a creditor of Reuven? That doesn't make any sense. Right? Okay. So what was the Tanakama here? What was the first Mandarma thinking?
Right.
What was he thinking? Why should that work? I don't know. However, Umo de Rava does agree. Beruvain, when you have a guy like Reuven, Sheyirash Sada Me Yaakov, he inherited a field from Yaakov, Umachra LeShimon, and then Reuven sold the field to Shimon, Shalob Achrayis, without Achrayis, exact same case. But Va'asa Shimon, Umachra Reuven Be'Achrayis,
he sold back to
same exact case. The only difference is,
it's inherited,
and now Va'asa Bachov de Yaakov. Now, what happens? Levi is owed money by Yaakov, which is a father. So he comes to Reuven, and he says to Reuven, pay me, you know, your father owed me money, pay me the money. So Reuven says, well, I don't really have money, I only have a field. Right?
Yeah.
So Yaakov, this Levi will take the field. Now,
who's Yaakov? How did Yaakov get in here?
Yaakov is Reuven's father. He's Reuven's father.
His name's now.
He's Reuven's father. Reuven inherits a field from his father Yaakov.
Reuven inherits a field from Yaakov.
Okay. Sells it to Shimon.
Okay.
Without Achrayas. That's the exact same case. Shimon sells it back with Achrayas.
Right.
Now, we just learned a minute ago, Rava said that if a creditor of Reuven comes, of course Shimon doesn't have to pay that back.
Reuven inherited the field from Yaakov. Right? Yaakov's dead by definition. How's it coming back to Yaakov?
What?
Levi.
Now Levi comes and says to Reuven, your father owed me money.
Okay.
Please pay me the money. Remember how we just learned like about 3 minutes ago that Rava said, the last 5 minutes, that Rava said, if a creditor of Reuven comes to take the land away from Reuven,
right,
Reuven can't turn to Shimon and say, pay me the money back.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
However, what if it's not a creditor of Reuven, it's a creditor of Reuven's father?
Okay.
Same idea, though.
Now, they take the land away. Now, can Reuven turn to Shimon and say, well, compensate me for the land? It was taken away from me?
It's the same reason.
Says the Gemara, it's not the same. Why? Moda Rava, Rava will agree. Go back. Moda Rava, Rava will agree. Biruvain, Sheiresh, Sadam Yaakov. When Reuven inherits the field from Yaakov, Machra Lashimon Shalom Achrayis. He sells it to Shimon without Achrayis. Vasa Shimon and Machra Reuven Bechrayis. And he sells it back to him with Achrayis. Vasa Bachov the Yaakov, and now Bachov of Yaakov comes, we'll call him Levi, Vikatarf Lemine. And he wants to get the field back. Right? Dinahu, the halacha is, the Azal Shimon, Umavti Lemine. Shimon has to go and compensate Reuven. My time of why? Because Balchov de Yaakov, Kabalchov de Alma Dami. A debt owed to the father is not a debt owed to him. He didn't know about this. It's like a debt coming from left field. And a debt's coming from left field has to be paid back. And let's look at the Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but it explains it great. Kabalchov de Alma Dami. Right? See that Rashi there?
Yeah.
Hama'ower Aleha, someone who's coming to protest. Shalom Machmas Reuven. He's not coming because of Reuven. Ella Machmas Misha Machalola Reuven Trila. Right? Rather someone who precedes Reuven, meaning Yaakov.
That's not Machar.
I know, I'm not sure what that means. Ukishem, just like Sheim Lakha Reuven mi Levi, if Reuven bought it from Levi, Umachra Lashimon, and he sold it to Shimon, She'eno Achiv, who's not related to him. So already, right? If you look, there's like a star or a letter there. You have a letter there in that Rashi?
No, I don't have it.
No. Anyway, that doesn't make. No one knows what that means. What do you mean? It's not related. What does that have to do with anything? Like, why Rashi say that? So he says over here on the side. The Maharam shifts what Rashi talking about.
Yaakov is not Reuven and Shimon.
Anyway, Umachra l'Shimon she'eno Achiv shelo b'achrayis, v'chazar Shimon l'Umachra l'Reuven b'achrayis, uba b'alchov d'Levi, right? Hakodem l'shtar mechir rishona, exact same case. V'tarfa me'Reuven, tarach Shimon l'fatzo. So Shimon has to bail Reuven out and pay Reuven back. Why? Sharei b'achrayis machra, because he sold it with Achrayis. V'hu lakha shlo b'achrayis. He bought it back without Achrayis. Af kishayir sh'Reuven Yaakov. So too, when Yaakov bequeathes and Reuven inherits property, umachra, and then it gets sold. Uba b'alchov di Yaakov, and a b'alchov comes along. Yavtzenu Shimon. Shimon has to pay that back. V'lo amrinan, the Reuven kare davuahu. We don't say Reuven's just like his father. V'achrayis the Reuven lo kibale Shimon. And Shimon didn't accept that. It's true. Shimon doesn't accept. Nobody accepts that. Nobody accepts, I'm going to have to bail you out for your own debts. That for sure not. What about if it's his father's debt? What about someone else? Yes. What about his father? That's like someone else. Make sense? Okay, good. Next. Ready for this one? Omar Rami Bar Chama. Another case. Reuven Shemachar Sada L'Shimon. Reuven sold a field to Shimon. So who's the buyer here? Shimon's the buyer. Shimon didn't pay for it. What'd he do? By the way, Bachrayas. Vizakov alav b'milva. And he turned the purchase into a loan. In other words, I'm buying the fiat land from you, says Shimon to Reuven, and I owe you now $1,000. And every month I'll pay you $100. And in 10 months I pay it off. That's okay.
It's a mortgage,
exactly. So Vizakov alav b'milva. And it turned into a loan. Now, Umeis Reuven. Reuven died. Okay? Reuven died. Now what? Does Shimon get a windfall?
No, he owes his family.
He owes his sons, right? Now listen to this. V'asa b'chov de Reuven. Now Reuven owed somebody money. That somebody comes to the Yarshim and says, "Nu, where's the money?" He says, "We don't have." So what happens? Goes to Shimon. Take the land away. Right? V'asa b'chov de Reuven, v'kataraf lei mishimon. And he asks him for the land back. And Shimon says, no, I want this land. And upaise bezuze. So what does he do? He pays off the loan. Okay. He gives $1,000 to Levi.
So he paid off Reuven's...
He paid off Reuven's debt. Right? Now, had...
His debt at the same time. His debt.
1 minute. Had Levi taken the field away, would Shimon be able to go to Reuven's kids and get the land money back, the value back?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. That's right. So what did Shimon do? He paid off this guy. Right? You paid him off. Right? Now Shimon says, I don't owe this debt anymore. I don't owe the money for the field. I paid Levi. Right? See what's going on here? Right?
He paid.
He owed $1,000 to Reuven. Reuven died. He owed $1,000 now to Reuven's kids.
Right.
Levi is owed $1,000. Levi wants the field. Shimon says, no, here's $1,000. Go home. You're done. You're all done. It's all good. Everything's all good all around.
So everybody's covered.
Everyone's covered except the Santa Halacha. Okay? Right? Let me just see if I'm right over here. Now what happens is, Reuven's sons come to Shimon and say, no, you missed the payment. Shimon says, I missed the payment. I don't have to pay anymore. I paid off the debt from your father. They say, no, that's not how it works. So, Dinahu, the halacha is, the Amri le b'nei Reuven, the children of Reuven say, Anan metalteli shavach avun gabach. Our father didn't leave any land. He only left metaltelim. And the halacha is, Umetalteli diyasmi lebalchov lo mishtabdi. We didn't have to pay Levi's debt. We didn't have to pay that money. Why? Because the halacha is, you don't have to pay the debt of your father if he didn't leave any land. So you just paid money for no reason, because we weren't going to pay that.
Anyway,
you hear this?
Yeah, anyway.
Gesundheit.
But somebody benefited from that money.
What?
Somebody benefited from that money.
So the question is, can you go to a Lekuchos when you can't go to the original debtor?
Right.
Right? In other words, Reuven's sons don't have to pay that debt. Why? Because there's a quirk in the halacha that you don't have to pay a debt of your father if all you have is metaltolin. Right? You can have jewelry, safes full of jewelry. It's metaltolin. I don't have to pay the debt. I don't have land. He didn't leave me any land. I don't have to pay the debt. But he sold land to what's his name? He sold land to Shimon. Right? So can he take the land away from Shimon when he can't go to B'nai Reuven? Obviously no. So therefore, that debt was never going to be paid. If that debt was never going to be paid, you did a very nice thing, but it was very foolish. And therefore, you still owe us $1,000. And that's the halacha. However, Amar Rava, Rava says, oh yeah? Well, E pikeach idach, if Shimon is smart, and this is what Shimon would do, Migabile Magbiluhu Nihilaihu Ara. What does that mean? Magbiluhu Nihilaihu Ara?
Give the kids. Show Reuven
shows the land. Reuven, Shimon should say, yeah, really? Here's the land back. Here, I give you back the land. I'm defaulting on the debt, and therefore, you get the land back. Now that you got the land back, I'm taking it back, because I paid $1,000 for you, and now you have land.
Right, okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
You hear? Again, Amar Rava.
You can't say he doesn't have land.
Exactly, I gave you the land back. I defaulted, take the land back, and I get it back. Ipikeachave, Megabe le nahalayu ara, give him the land, Vahadar gabe le minayu, and then get it back. Look at Rashi, it's the last skinny line of Rashi. Megabe lehu ara, Kishetavu hayisomim, Yipar lehem karka bedemei hamos. When the sons come and say, where's our money for the loan? Where's our payments? So give it back. Vahadar gabi minayhu b'shvil achrayas aviyam. Then get it back. Take it back because the father has achrayas. V'lo matzil l'mem v'lo yoshan or karka zem yavinu. El l'kachnu b'mos. Don't tell me we didn't inherit this land. This land came to us through a default and you giving it back, right? Don't say that. Why? Because Rav Nachman is going to say it in a minute. Da'am alahu ayde sha'ibud chov avichem ba'olachem. Because it's like a Yerusha. It's like a Yerusha. How do you know that? Kidder of Nachman, like Rav Nachman. Damer of Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua. Yisomim shegavu karka b'chovas aviyem. If children inherit land, not inherit, if they collect land because of money owed to their father, which is exactly this case, Balchov Chosef Gova Samehem, a Balchov can come and take it away. That's considered like a Yerusha. So what did he do? He is a Balchov now. Why? Because he paid off the father's debt. So he can give him the land back and take it back. Okay? Good? Nice, interesting cases. Wow. Next. Ready? Next. Amar Rava. Ruvain Shemachar Kol Tzadosav L'Shimon. Okay, this one's a little difficult. Ruvain sold everything he owned to Shimon. So Rashi says, we need Rashi for this. Rashi says, Kol Tzadosav. You see Rashi, it's like six lines into the wide lines. Bishtar Echad. He sold it in one shtar. That's vital.
In one shot.
Why? Because the Bishnei Shtaros, if he sold it piecemeal, in Govin Milevi, Ela Im Kain Lakach Mishimon Osa Shlokach Beruven Bachmona. Because then someone else, it goes last because he's a creditor, right? In Lakuchos. So it had to be all sold at one shot. The Matzi Amale, Hinichel Lacha Shimon Makom Legovas Haimenu Kishalakach Ezu Ve'ein Zu Ve'ein Nefron. Okay. So the halach is like this. Ruvain sells everything he has to Shimon. Okay? Then, V'chazar, Shimon, U'machar Sadar Achas L'Levi. Then Shimon goes ahead and sells one piece of land to Levi. Okay? So it's Ruvain, Shimon, Levi. Shimon's a buyer. Levi's also a buyer. Who's Levi a buyer of? He's a buyer of Shimon. However, V'asa Balchov de Ruvain. Now Yehuda comes along, and Yehuda says, Ruvain, you owe me money. So Ruvain says, I don't have anything. I sold everything to Shimon. So he comes to Shimon. Now.
Maybe he owes the money, so he has the money.
What?
So he has the money.
Where? Under the mattress?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, he doesn't know. That's the kicker.
Right? What's care? It's called judgment proof, Mr. Freud. Right. Judgment proof. So he doesn't have any land, right? No assets. No right. Hard asset.
Right. Right.
Now, yes, Yehuda, can he go to Levi?
No.
And get the land? Levi's land's better. Levi's land I like better. Or does he have to go to Shimon? He's going to go to either one now. It's all originally Reuven stuff.
Right.
He sold everything. That's what Rashi said. He had to sell it at one shot. Because if he didn't sell it at one shot, the halacha would be different. If he sold, because when was the loan? How? Who's in line first? So he sold it.
How do you sell it to two different people?
No, you sold everything to Shimon.
Okay.
Then Shimon sold one of them further down to Levi.
Okay. He starts splitting it.
Now he starts splitting it. Now Yehuda comes along. Who does he collect from? Reuven doesn't have any money.
Right.
Now Shimon or Levi? Right. Which one? Says the Gemara. V'asa b'chov de Reuven, rotza mizegover. What to Mizagova? It's his choice. It's Yehuda's choice.
Why?
Right? What?
Why wouldn't Shimon be being that he bought all
now,
the fields originally?
There's a rule that if Reuven has land,
right,
you're not allowed to go to Shimon.
Right.
Even if Shimon has better land. So this Reuven gave me land over there in the swamp, and he also over here land on Fifth Avenue. Doesn't make a difference. You must go to the original guy. If he has land.
Right.
Here he doesn't have land. So, let's see Rashi. It's a long Rashi here. Rashi says, you can collect which either one you want. Now, the halacha is that a creditor gets beininess. Right? There are three types of land. There's idius, zibur, beininess, and ziburis. A creditor gets beininess. Right? When you damage somebody, they get idius. A ksuva gets ziburis. But a creditor gets beininess. So now the Gemara is going to hack. Well, what if the land is he's kept the zibur, he sold the beininess? We're going to be busy with that. But putting all that aside, the halacha is you get you can go to no you can pick whichever one he wants. Why? V'lo amara, that's only true. Ela dezaba, when Shimon sold Levi beininess. That's true if Shimon has beininess and Levi has beininess. So you can pick whichever one. Aval zavno idius v'ziburis. But if he only sold idius and ziburis, right? Who only sold? Shimon sold to Levi only idius and only ziburis. Matzi amale Levi could say, that's why I bought only Idis and only Ziburis. I knew you were coming. I knew Yehuda you were coming. I know Reuven owes money. I know he's a deadbeat. I didn't want to have to pay back. I don't want my problem. Now I have to go chase Reuven for the money back. So therefore, I only bought Idis and Ziburis. So go to Shimon.
What is the measure that they measured against?
I don't know. I don't know how it's measured.
Why, you know, like collected debt from Benjamin?
Because
if it's there.
If
Levi says, I purposely left over all the bayonets by Shimon.
If he sold them,
I don't want to be busy with this.
If he sold them all the Yiddish and Zaburius, then one of them is a bayonets.
What?
The classification, if he didn't sell them any bayonets, one of them becomes a bayonets. Then he sold them.
No, what do you mean? I sold him land on Fifth Avenue. I sold him land for that. It's idiot. And then I sold some land in some backwater, yeah, who knows what. And then regular houses.
But what Levi bought was one category in three.
Correct. Okay, he bought two out of three. Exactly. He bought two out of three.
I know that, but what he bought, one of them is better than the other. So there's got to be a bayonet in there someplace.
No, so it doesn't work that way. It's not how you judge bayonets. It's not how you judge bayonets. However you judge bayonets, I didn't buy it. Yeah, I didn't buy it on purpose because I don't want to be stuck with this. I've only Badavka bought only on Fifth Avenue, and I only bought the junk of the junk. The average stuff I didn't go near. Why? Because I don't want to be busy with this. Go back to Shimon. Okay, let's do the Rashi now. So Rashi said, "Ratzemizegover." It's the last Rashi on the page, but it's a lot of lines. Because the Messiah va'azel the Zaban Levi Mishimon bayonets. When Levi does buy the bayonets. Sheshibud Balchov Aleha, the Balchov falls to him as well. Velo Shavak, Beinanis Mishal Ruvain Eitzel Shimon. Right? It's not only by Shimon, it's also by Levi. Hilkach, Ratzel Agavas Mishimon, Idias Gove. If you want, you can collect the Idias from Shimon. The Amar Le, Atalakachta Kalasados, you bought everything. Vinichnasta Tachas Ruvain, Lishtabed, Lechovi. Right? You bought everything, you owe me the debt. The calls mancha emta Michel Ruvain etlech klum loatrich as Levi shinechli makom legavos. As long as you didn't sell anything to Levi, I don't have to bother Levi. I only want to bother you. However,
if all he has idiots, can he go? Can he go?
Yes, ratzam Levi gove. If he wants to collect from Levi, he can do that too. Can go im lo yimta etzel Shimon Michel Ruvain el Ziburius. If all Shimon had is Ziburius. Gove Beninus mi Levi. He can go to get a little better stuff from Levi. The Amale, Lakachta es Shibudi Beninus, Shadini Mutaleha. You bought what was coming to me. What you bought really belongs to me. Vafagafta ilu lakha Levi Beninus ume Ruvain. Let's say Levi bought Beninus from Ruvain. Let's say he did that. Vihiniach etzel etzlo Ziburis. And all Ruvain had left was Ziburis. Loha yachal bachov the Ruvain lachzar Levi. The guy who owes Yehuda can't go to Levi. Why? Because there's a rule. Kiddetnan ain't it from in the chasim mishabad the makom sheish bnei chorin. I feel hein ziburis. If Reuven still has land, you have to go to Reuven. It's the junk of the junk. It doesn't matter. Nevertheless, chasim who the Reuven balchov who v'amar rabbanim they take an olam. They wanted to make people pay back their debts, right? So calls man sheish etzlo balchov kidei chovo lo yishov lekuchos. Avokan Shimon lav balchovahu afalav mikoach tirfa huba. Okay, so you got that. So Yehuda can go to whoever he wants. He can go to Levi or Shimon. That's only true if Levi bought bainas. If Levi purposely didn't buy any bainas, can't say that, right?
Yeah, you see, my only problem I've always had with this is it's only bainas if you have a zburus and you have.
That's what he said.
That's so it must not be classified like that.
Exactly.
It must not be classified like that. How exactly it's classified, I don't know. But it must not be that way, because you're right. If all you have is nothing, if all you have is one piece of land, isn't it automatically the idiots? That's all I got.
That's all I got.
Right? It's the junk. It doesn't matter. So it's not, it can't be classified like that. How exactly, I don't know.
So
anyway.
How can you go to idiots according to Rashi? If you can get collect from idiots. So
if it's all he has.
Well, you can.
It's all he has.
It's preferably, but you can't collect from idiots.
If it's all he has. You owe me money.
Right.
Where's the money? Yeah. All I have is a prime real estate in Manhattan. Yeah. Okay, then give it to me.
Right. If there's a choice, you go to Bainus.
You have to go to Bainus, yeah. Right? Ubainus namilo amar, and eldelo shavak Bainus tekavase. Aval shavak Bainus tekavase. What does that mean? Bainus nami, right? Lo amar, and eldelo shavak Bainus tekavase. Aval Shavas Banis to Kava say, Matzi Amale Hinachta Lilmachog Lagavas Himeno. But by the way, Levi could buy Banis as long as he left Banis by Shimon too. Then Levi could say, what do you want from me? Go to Shimon. I purposely, there were two houses. Very typical Banis house in some neighborhood. I purposely left one. I didn't buy both. I wanted to buy both. I purposely didn't buy one. Why? Because I know Reuven's a deadbeat, and I know Yehuda's going to show up and say, where's my money? Go to Shimon. There it is. I left.
Because then we have a choice. He goes to wherever he wants to go.
That's only if... Now it's now qualifying the choice. Yeah. But if Levi left over Bananas, then the guy has to go to Shimon. Yeah.
What's the choice? When is the choice?
When is there a choice?
Yeah.
When there's no Bananas? Or when there's all Bananas?
Yes.
As we just said, that's I read the whole long ration.
He has all Bananas.
No, then when there's no Bananas.
He has Bananas.
Let's say it's only Ziboris. Only Ziboris.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or it's only Idiots.
You're going to go in circles on the stairs.
Right.
Who's on first?
Amar Abaya, Reuven Shemachar Sadan L'Shimon B'Achrayas. Reuven sells a field to Shimon with Achrayas. V'asa B'achov de Reuven, V'katar Flemine. Right? A typical case. Reuven comes, Reuven's creditor comes, and takes it away. Dinahu, D'aza Reuven Umaftile. Reuven can go to Levi. You hear this? Reuven owes money to Levi. He sells his stuff to Shimon. He sells it with Achrayas. Now Levi comes, right, and wants to take the land away. Reuven can come out of left field and pay off Levi, which makes perfect sense, right? V'lo matzi amale, Levi cannot say to Reuven, what are you doing here? Who are you? Lav bal dvarim didiat. Who are you? You have nothing to do with me anymore. You don't have any land. All you have is cash. No, can't say that. Why? Mishum da amale, because Reuven's allowed to say, the mafaktimine alai hadar. Really, it's my debt. So Reuven's allowed to pay off in cash, and Shimon and Levi is not allowed to say, I don't want the cash, I want that land. Most of the time, land is better than cash. Most of the time, right? So Reuven's allowed to say, no, here's the cash, right?
Because he has cash.
Right.
But
he's allowed to say, I don't have any money, I don't have anything, I'm a deadbeat. It's all in my mattress, right? You don't know where it is. He's allowed to say, we're going to see it in a minute, he's going to do it for his reputation. Ikati Amri, Afil Shalom Bachrayas Nami, even if there was no Achrayas, he could say that. To Amale, Lo Nichli, to have a Shimon, to rumors a lie. I don't want Shimon having any tainus on me. I don't want Shimon having any tainus on me. Right? What's going to happen? They're going to take the land away from Shimon, and Shimon now has no recourse against Reuven. We sit next to each other in Shul. I don't want that. I have to pay it off. And Levi's not allowed to say, who are you? I want the land.
You owe me.
I understand.
I don't get that. Yeah.
Vamra Abaya.
You ask the guy who owes you money and say, I want that. You have to go to the guy who directly you borrowed money from. Why would you, he owe borrow money from you. Why
now,
would you go
avoid? Now, Vamra Abaya, let's say this. Let's say Shimon says, should I buy this land off of Reuven? Should I not buy it? I don't know. This Reuven's such a shady guy. I don't know. What if he owes money to people? The land never going to stay by me. So, Vamra Abaya, Reuven Shemachar Sadal Shimon Shalom Bachrayas, without Achrayas, to boot. V'yatsu Alav Iskin. And what happened? Of course, such people start talking that Reuven owes money. Ad shlo hichzikba, as long as Shimon didn't make a chazaka on the land, yachal achzibo, he could take it back. Misha hichzik, once he made a chazaka on the land, ain yachal achzibo. That's it, too late.
What's the chiddush?
What? Mishum da'am alei, de you bought a bag full of knots. In other words, you got suckered. You got soccer, you got to take it. You should be, once you sign the deal, it's over. Oh, I shouldn't have bought from you. You're such a crook. Too late, right? Umeimas machzik le. What's the chazaka? Mechidayesh amitzvi. When you walk around the borders of the land, ikadi. I mean, no. Afil b'achrayis nami. Even with achrayis nami, what? You can't take it back. The amalei. Because the Reuven's going to say to Shimon, you think I'm worried about that lawsuit from Levi? It's baloney. Achuei tirfach v'ashem lach. Watch, I'll be vindicated and you won't have to pay it. You'll see. You wait and see. Okay. So everyone have a very good day and we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow's back to Ksuvas, by the way.